Hey, 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 it's your girl, the Six Figure Spot Chick, here with another episode of Ugly Side of Entrepreneurship, where we discuss all things ugly and bad when it comes to business to help save you time, money, and energy. I am here today with a very special guest. She goes by the name of Val, and she has an amazing, amazing company called Thumbs Up Scrubs. How you doing today, Val?
I am amazing. Thank you so much, Candace, for this amazing opportunity to be here.
So who are you and what do you do?
Okay, my name is actually Valdosha, but everybody calls me Val. I'm a native of Dayton, Ohio, graduated from Tuskegee University, Clark Atlanta University, and I'm the owner of Thumbs Up Scrubs, Atlanta's premier online and concierge uniform store. But I have to say, we're taking it way past Atlanta now.
I love it. I love it. So if you guys are listening and you need uniform scrubs, Val is your go-to person for all of your uniform scrubs. She actually just got all of us fitted for brand new uniforms for 2023. So Val, first thing first, has anything ugly or bad happened to you on this journey? First of all, how long have you been in business?
I have been in business since January of 2021.
Okay.
So I'm still fairly new, but a lot has happened in that short span of time.
So was it good and bad?
Good and bad.
Okay.
I'm the type of person, I always look at the glass half full, and I'm going to find a solution. I love when you talk about being solution-based.
Mm-hmm.
When I worked in corporate, when I worked for the government as a manager, I would share with my staff, what's the solution? Forget about the problem. Let's work through this because there's always a solution to the issue.
Right. And because you said a lot of things that have happened, before we get to this, you know, bad and ugly side, I want to ask you, just because you're, you know, fairly new in the entrepreneur space, what are some things you wish you would have known before, you know, deciding to open up your own company?
Wow, there's a long list. First of all, when naming your business, make sure it's a name that can be trademarked.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the first lessons I learned from you, but I didn't know that. I basically started my business because I purchased a package, and I was not told any of those things.
But did you come up with this name?
I did.
Okay.
I did, but I didn't know that it would need to be something that needed to be trademarked. Also, the importance of business credit.
Mm-hmm.
That you don't have to use your own money.
You know, that was a game changer for me.
Exactly. As long as you have a good personal score, the sky is the limit.
Pretty much. And as long as you pay it back.
Yeah, as long as you pay it back, of course. But if you have a good personal credit score, you know that you have to pay those things back. The other thing is the importance of marketing.
Mm-hmm.
Marketing is more than just posting on social media. It's more than just, talking to a few people about who you are and what you do. It's the importance of getting in the room with the right people to attract a diverse group. I've had people go in my DMs and they say, you're everywhere, because I attend a lot of pop-up shops.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I have to get that brand awareness.
So would you say the pop-up shops have, you know, been like super good for the business?
Definitely. Even if someone does not buy anything right then, a lot of times I may get calls weeks later because they have referred me to someone they knew that was a nurse or something like that. Also, doing the pop-up shops made me think about, what do I need to do to expand the brand and attract more customers? And that's when I added the compression socks to the pop-up shops, because I said, everybody can wear compression socks, basically. And because they're cute and they're fun and I have the different themes, I expanded. Then also I got with Sleep Aesthetics, and I started the pillow sprays as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was another addition. And now I'm with Oberly. Mm-hmm. And so that's another addition.